Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, and probably others. Thank you for downloading us. Please do rate us. We have a wonderful guest and a really important book to discuss this segment, Diet for the Mind, the latest science on what to eat from to prevent Alzheimer's and cognitive decline from the creator of the Mind, M-I-N-D, diet. It's a hardcover book that just came out. Diet for the Mind is a really strong advance on Alzheimer's disease and what you can do to delay it, prevent it, and we'll talk about reversing it. Dr. Martha Claire Morris is the author. She is not a physician, but she is the assistant provost for community research and the director of the Rush Institute for Healthy Aging and the Mind Center for Brain Health at Rush University in Chicago. She did receive a doctorate in epidemiology from Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health and is the principal investigator of many studies on diet and mental or cognitive decline. Dr. Morris, thanks very much for coming on and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Now, tell me why you decided to write this book. What is it about, for example, blueberries on the cover that makes this special?
Well, I have spent the last 20 to 25 years doing research on nutrition as it relates to brain health with aging. And after all those years of study, we felt it was time to do what we call a randomized clinical trial to test the effects of the diet on brain health and whether it can slow cognitive decline and neurodegenerative changes with age. In this process, we developed the MIND diet, which incorporates all of that research that has been done over the last 25 years, not just my own research, but research from animal model researchers and other human researchers all around the world. And we did get funded to, and that trial is currently underway. But in the process, it became very apparent to me that there was so much demand now for what foods to eat to protect against Alzheimer's disease and cognitive decline with aging.
So you list in the book some healthy foods and some unhealthy foods, as well as 80 recipes by someone called Laura Morris. Is she related to you?
Yes, Laura is my daughter. And while I was thinking about the MIND diet and all the foods and nutrients to put into it, Laura was completing her culinary training at the Northwest Culinary Institute in Vancouver. And so we started talking about this book. And she created all of these recipes using her culinary skills, but using the healthy foods from all of this research. So we put this book together, and that's the book that you hold in your hand, the Diet for the Mind.
And we should say that the specifics on the foods, for example, you say the five unhealthy groups are red meats, butter and stick margarine, cheese, pastries and sweets, fried or fast food, and so the healthy foods we'll come back to in a few seconds. But before we get to the healthy foods, let's talk about the unhealthy ones. A couple of unusual ones that I totally agree with you on are, for example, cheese. So cheese changes the bacteria inside your gut, causing inflammation in your arteries, your kidney, your immune system, and in your brain. And I was curious how you came up with cheese, because that most people don't rate cheese, even though it clearly is in the category you put it in, an unhealthy food.
Well, so in all of these years of research, one of the more potent negative factors for the brain in terms of increasing the rate of cognitive change, cognitive decline, and doubling the risk of Alzheimer's disease is saturated fat. And so many in the U.S., one of their most important sources of saturated fat is cheese. We eat a lot of pizza, we put cheese on salads, we put cheeses on sandwiches, and it's 90% saturated fat. So in the book, we say don't completely eliminate cheese from your diet, but it's one of those foods that you want to limit. Don't make it part of your daily food consumption. Put it as a treat, you know, at once a week treat, or perhaps just minimal sprinkling for flavor in your salads or on your casserole.
Now, what percent of people, what percent of people develop Alzheimer's or cognitive decline as we get older?
Well, it's very much age related. So if you look at overall people 65 years and older, about 10 to 13% will have Alzheimer's disease. But if you look at, you know, break it down into finer age groups, it can range anywhere from 3% of those 65 to 74 years of age up to almost half of those people 85 years and older. So you see that there's a very steep increase with older age. And then cognitive decline, we see some people start experiencing decline in their cognitive abilities in their 50s. But I think most people will feel some changes in their 60s and 70s.
More with Dr. Michael Roizen coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is really cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the cycling IQ or running IQ quiz. And you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results from a 5K that you've run. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. It's pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can also pay less for your life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/ownersmanual or mention the promo code ownersmanual when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out at healthiq.com/ownersmanual. Now back to Dr. Michael Roizen.
What percent of dementia do you think is modifiable or preventable by diet? I know you haven't done the randomized study yet. You're starting that, but if you were to take a guess, what did you base your statistics on for the number of people you're enrolling in the study?
Well, I think the best guide is when we put all of the different food items together, and the food items incorporate all of the important nutrients and minimize all of the detrimental nutrients, or like the saturated fat. When we put that all together into one score, one diet score, we call it the MIND diet score, we found that people who were in the highest 20% of the score range, they had a 53% reduction in the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease compared to people in the lowest fifth of the scores.
So you can see that you can do quite a bit through diet. So this is an association you've done. If you looked at the data that was accumulated in other studies, what you said is that in those in the highest compared to the lowest, what about, and is the lowest similar to a typical American diet? In other words, are most of us, and I'm not including myself or even listeners to this program, because many of them have adopted much healthier behaviors, but if you look at the typical American, are most of the typical Americans in the worst diet range?
Well, that's difficult to say. There's so much variation by region of the country. So you find that on the coast, on the East Coast, on the West Coast, in California, Seattle, those areas, you find that people tend to have healthier diets. They eat more fruits and vegetables. They consume less of the unhealthy food. And people in the Midwest and the South and Southwest, they tend to have diets that are higher in the fried foods and the cheesy foods and lower in the fruits and vegetables. So diets vary actually within region, but there's also large regional differences in the U.S. What was interesting about our MIND diet score was that the score ranged from 0 to 15, 15 being a perfect a diet in terms of the foods that were important to the brain. Not one person in two very large studies that we've conducted thus far had a perfect score. The highest score, I think, was around a little over 13. So even people who were in the moderate range of scores, so they were moderately adhering to the diet, had a 35% reduction in the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. So we found that really the more that you try to eat according to this MIND diet, the better off you were. It wasn't that you had to get up to a very high score to see any kind of benefit.
Now, what is your diet, and are you at a higher than 13 score yourself?
Oh, I've never scored myself. And you know what? My diet changes depending on, you know, how, you know, if I'm traveling quite a bit, if I have some very big work deadlines where I'm glued to my computer, those times I follow the MIND diet less. I tend to eat more stressful eating, more fast, whatever I can get in front of me eating. On a regular basis, when I'm in a routine at home, I tend to follow the MIND diet pretty well. I have things in my life that I have to look out for. I love cheese, for example. So I've had to modify some of my own lifestyle habits to reduce the amount of cheese that I get in my diet. It used to be that when I came home from work, I would have a snack of cheese and crackers, and I no longer do that. I haven't done that for...
Do you go to nuts and crackers, or nuts and whole wheat bread, or nuts and something else
whole
now?
Whole wheat bread is definitely a part of my my diet. I don't even care for non-whole wheat bread. But nuts is another one. Now, nuts is in the literature on nuts as it relates to cognitive change and even to heart health is about two to five servings a week, two to five handfuls of nuts a week. That's very difficult to do in some situations. It's very easy to keep eating the nuts. So I no longer eat them as a separate snack. What I will tend to do is chop up some nuts and sprinkle them on a salad. So I do get the benefit of the nuts, but I don't put myself in a situation where I eat too many of them. They are high in calories and healthy fats, and some saturated fats. So you do want to watch how many nuts you eat.
So what we're talking about is this book, Diet for the Mind, The Latest Science on What to Eat to Prevent Alzheimer's and Cognitive Decline, from the creator of the Mind Diet, Dr. Martha Claire Morris, with 80 recipes in the book, helped by her daughter, culinary chef, Laura Morris. And what we're bringing out, I think, is that although you want to do as much as possible, no one is expected to be perfect, even the creator of the Mind Diet.
Yes, even I have my days. And it's the same way with exercise. You just have to bring yourself back to the regular habit of good diet and exercise habits.
My guess is I do this diet more religiously than you do, not because obviously I read about this maybe a year and a half ago, but I have been it's also consistent with all of those things for healthy lifestyle. So leafy greens, other vegetables, nuts, especially walnuts, berries, especially blueberries, beans, whole grains, salmon, occasional poultry, olive oil, and extra virgin olive oil and wine are what I have. I can't remember, it's probably in 1993 is the last time I had any red meat or cheese, other than once when I was being cooked for pastry and sweets, fried and fast foods. I also have left my armamentarium as a butter and stick margarine. So I think I'm not to say anything, but I think that is what we do to protect our brain from inflammation. I'm a true believer in the microbiome being the way that saturated fat affects us. That is, it's the lecithin, choline, and carnitine that is associated with saturated fat affects inflammation. So that's how I got on it. But I want to bring out that one point that you don't expect yourself to be perfect, nor do you expect others to be perfect. And there are great tasting. I did cook a couple of things in here in the test for it. So there are great things in here that taste wonderfully, but do have some of the what you would call foods that one might normally avoid, such as there's a broccoli and tomato frittata, which does have large eggs in it, as well as Parmesan cheese. There is a blueberry apple pancakes, which again have a little egg and margarine in it, whereas there are many other foods, and they're beautifully done recipes. So we should congratulate Laura on this. Avocado with mushrooms and tomatoes, that is what I would call both absolutely perfect, absolutely appetizing, and beautifully both displayed and cooked. Spicy honey green beans, sautéed broccolini with Brazil nuts. So there are wonderful pictures that can inspire you, as well as some great recipes in here. So I want to thank Dr. Martha Claire Morris, Morris. It's on Amazon. Diet for the Mind, The Latest Science on what to eat to prevent Alzheimer's and cognitive decline. It looks like, as you heard Dr. Moore say, maybe as much as 50% of cognitive decline can be significantly delayed, if not prevented, by the right diet. Thanks very much, Dr. Morris.
Well, thank you.
And we'll be back next week with another great guest and another news of the week and what it means to you so you can make your life better and not have to worry about cognitive decline. Thanks very much for listening. Do download us each week and do rate us.